Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Across the airwaves, we have just finished Philadelphia's WWDB AM 860, where they had a heck of a crew out there. Marianne Sal and myself with Danielle Orsino, alongside Doug McIntyre, talking Mets, Giants, and everything. And just before we start this Russell Talk across the country with yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, we got the two guys out there in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams and Smokin' Jim Frazier. The parlay this week, if you want to put something down on it, take the Bills to crush the Rams tonight and jump on the Panthers over the Browns and finish it with the Monday night one, the Broncos over the Seahawks. On that note, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive. 45 minutes goes by quick on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms. Wherever you subscribe to podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, first of all, how are you? You were at the Backyard Brawl last week. Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, I know the other one's in the show tonight because he's not interviewing Dave Parker.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Wimkin, Twitter. And also you can check me out on my YouTube channel on YouTube. And last night, Smoke and Jim and I now have a new podcast called Talking Wrestling. And last night we had Phil Fleck on, a local independent wrestler. And, you know, I'm working on some other guests. I've been busy today trying to get things rounded up for next week's show and our show as well here. So, you know, that's where we are here. And go ahead, Smoke and Jim.
You can reach me on Instagram at Smokin' Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
All right.
Well, okay, I don't even know where to start today because I should give it right over to you with the CM Punk firing.
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yeah.
You want to lay it, but let the... Yeah.
Yeah, first we're going to lay out some WWE news real quick here. Today, Pat McAfee has left SmackDown for College Game Day. Okay, that's
wow.
Good news. Shawn Michaels has been promoted to Senior Vice President of Talent Relations. They also named Dan Ventranero VP of Talent, and Maurice Edison as the Executive VP of Legal Counsel. So the WWE was busy in the executive end today, and now let's get to AEW here. You know, they had the big all-out pay-per-view, 15 matches. Right after the match was over between CM Punk and the John Moxley, apparently in the back locker room was a press conference. CM Punk said some things about wrestler Colt Cabana. Those of you who don't know who Colt Cabana is, he used to be with ROH. He just came into AEW over the last year or so because of the folding of ROH. So he's with that group, the Dark Order. Well, it turns out now that CM Punk made some comments about him, and he made some other comments about quitting the company because he was frustrated with Tony Khan because Tony Khan made an interim championship, and he had to fight for his belt when he came back from an injury. So he wasn't very happy about that, CM Punk, but he beat John Moxley. Well, it turns out that something happened in the back room, some kind of scuttlebutt between Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Brandon Cutler, and CM Punk and his manager, Ed Steele. And what had happened was there was some kind of big fight or big scuttlebutt. Tony Khan stripped CM Punk of his title. They now have a tournament going on. So far, Bryan Danielson's moved on. Friday night, it's going to be a rematch between Bryan Danielson and Jericho from the pay-per-view for this championship opportunity. Then What had happened after that was he also stripped the Trios Championship, which Omega and the Young Bucks had just won on All Out, and he stripped that too. Now there's another tournament for that after they just had a tournament. So there's been a lot of stuff going on here. Now, as of today, CM Punk has been fired. So there's a lot of stuff going on in AEW, a lot of drama, a lot of wrestlers unhappy. And, Mark, I want to say this, and Smoke and Jim already knows, we talked about it last night. I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it again. I will tell you when I'm right, and I will admit when I'm wrong. I was right when I said this, that this ship of AEW is starting to fall. And Phil Fleck made an interesting comment to me last night, the guest I had on our show, local independent wrestler, that Tony Khan needs to start watching video of the old WCW because he needs to take a look at how they fell apart, because that's what's going on right now. So we can Smoke and Jim, Mark.
Yeah. No, Smoke and Jim, any thought on that?
I tell you what, Ralph made it out. Man, he's been right on the money with AEW. But I tell you what, I'm very disappointed in Pat McAfee. I thought that he had his niche on Friday night SmackDown. I'm real surprised that he jumped ship for college football. I guess that's a very good move for him. But I thought that he was really doing some great things on the wrestling side of it.
Mark?
Well, here's my take on that real fast. And you brought up an interesting point, and I'll get Ralph to roll with it. To talk about the Pat McAfee thing, I don't understand this guy at all. I think this guy just, you know, he jumps around too much. You know, he handles a podcast, he played football and all this. You know, sometimes the grass ain't always greener on the other side. And the College Game Day stuff, that's not going as long as the WWE is going. So more money is the only reason I can think of him jumping ship. You at least know the wrestling's going to be around for quite a while. College Game Day is, what, 3-4 months? What are you doing the rest of the time? That's the only thing I got to say on that one. We can break that one down. Okay, Ralph, take it away on that one.
I do agree with both of you. It is a bad move because let me explain why. First of all, his podcast, he does his sports podcast, and it just got canceled by the some network that was sponsoring it, said we're not sponsoring it anymore, and they shut him down. So I don't know if this has to do with money logistically for him or if maybe something happened between him and Triple H in the WWE. I don't know the whole story at this time. I can find more out. But I do know that his podcast was canceled. And I think he panicked and saw something that was there with money. He has to pick the money back up that he was getting from that network that was putting his that was sponsoring his podcast. That's the only reason I'm thinking he's doing it this way. It's a foolish move because, like you say, and like Smoke and Jim said, it was disappointing because we all thought he liked wrestling. We all thought that he was going to stick with that. That was something he wanted to do. You know, like something on his bucket list, as you always say, Mark.
Right. Smoke and Jim, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Mark, you and Ralph. I mean, I look at it in hey, you know, this 12 months a year for the SmackDown and in college game day or whatever program he's going to be on, that's 3 months. And it's a revolving door a lot of times. You know, a coach retires, a great player steps down, they'll replace him. So I thought it was I was very surprised by the move.
Yeah, I was too, especially leaving it for that. I just think this guy jumps, you know, with both feet in the water, but he doesn't think while he's jumping. And it's almost like, well, there's water down below, just jump. Okay, let me just jump. And rather than look at this whole thing. So as we put the final touches on that, let me put the final touches on the CM Punk. I don't know what's going on with CM Punk. I mean, this thing resurfaced in WWE. Now it resurfaces here. Go figure on this one, Ralph. Any final takes on this, and we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim.
Well, I think CM Punk You know, once again, as I mentioned last night, my scoutmaster told me this years ago when I was in Boy Scouts, some people have hoof and mouth disease. And this is what CM Punk has. Okay? He has hoof and mouth disease. He opens his mouth too much and sticks his foot in it, and he doesn't realize that what he's saying, you know, can cost him his job. I don't know what's going on with him. I know he thought he might have, you know, that's like you quit a job and you go to another job and you think that that job's going to be better than this job, and you end up, I've done this, okay? I think CM Punk thought he was going to go to AEW. He thought he was going to be the king of the camp. He got hurt, and then Tony Khan decided that, well, when somebody's injured, they're going to have an interim belt. They even have an interim women's belt now because Thunder Rose is hurt. Do you see what I mean? So now they had to do a tournament again for that, okay? So here we are. You know, well, Toni Storm ended up winning the tournament. Okay, she won the Fatal 4-Way match. I mean, I have all the match results and everything here. There were 15 matches. Both pay-per-views were super-duper, made the Labor Day weekend, including the football and everything. What a Labor Day weekend it was for sports and wrestling and everything else. It was just super. But CM Punk, he did it again, just like he did in WWE. Rubs people the wrong way, pissed the locker room off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, you know what, CM Punk? It's time for you. I think it's time for you to retire altogether. You didn't do nothing in MMA, and now he had an opportunity to get his wrestling career back, and he blew it again.
Well, Smoking Jim, what's your take on this?
I tell you what, man. I'm on with the best wrestling guy in the state of Pennsylvania, Ralph. I tell you what, I enjoy listening to him. Hey, Ralph, maybe if you have the time, maybe you can go over those 15 matches or some of those matches. I'm sure the fans be interested in that.
Yeah. Here, we can get started here. I'll tell you the matches. They're not in order, but I'll tell you how they went along. Sting, Miro, Darby Allin. They beat the House of Black, Aleister Black, Malachi Black, Toilet Bowl Mac, whatever his name is. He's unhappy, too. He wants out. Wardlow and FTR, they beat Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns. Now, we had this discussion last night, Smoking Jim. I was real surprised at that match because Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns, they've been around forever. But, you know, Wardlow and FTR won. CM Punk beat Jon Moxley for the AEW title. Eight-man Casino Battle Royal was won by a wrestler called the Joker. And then we find out now that the Joker was MJF. So he has the coin, the casino coin, which is like the Money in the Bank briefcase. Chris Jericho beat Bryan Danielson. Toni Storm won that four-woman fatal four-way. Even Britt Baker was in that. She beat them. The Trios Championship, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks beat the Dark Order and Adam Page. Adam Page was in that match with Danielson last night for an opportunity to move on in the championship, and he lost. Sammy Cavaro and Ty Conti, they beat Ruby Soho and Ortiz in a match for Sammy Cavaro's new mixed tag team championship, where it's him and his wife are the champions of this. I tell you what, coming up with all these belts in AEW, man, it's hard to keep up with. Hook, he won back his FTW championship. He beat Cool Hand Ango from the Jericho Appreciation Society. Pac, he retained his new AEW Atlantic Championship by beating Kip Sabian. And then, let's see here. We got match number 11. Eddie Kingston took on Ishii for the it was a final 0 hour match or something. Eddie Kingston won. Jay Cargill. Now, this was a real surprising match to me as we talked about Mark Smoking Jim and I last night. Jay Cargill, she got her TBS championship back, and she won it against Athena. Now, Athena is the old Ember Moon from NXT and WWE. I thought Jay Cargill was going to lose because Ember Moon is a great wrestler, but I think Jay Cargill and her gang interfered in the match. Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs won that match. Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee. They won back their titles. They beat the Acclaim with Billy Gunn. As you know, Billy Gunn is now with the Acclaim, and his boys are with that that one guy that manages Jay Cargill. Christian Cage, he beat Jungle Boy, and that's all 15 matches from last night or from Sunday night's All Out AEW. Jim Ross made a comment today, guys, that he thought 15 matches was a little too much, and it ended up being an over five-hour event, and he said that was a little too much for him. So he made that comment today. Any comments, guys?
Jim, you want to go first?
I tell you what, man, Ralph laid it out, man. AEW, 15 matches, 5 hours. That's really incredible. You know, I tell you what, I got to agree with Ross that anything over 3 hours is probably too much. You know, 5 hours is a little overkill. But I tell you what, almost every match was very exciting. So I agree with Ralph there.
Yeah, I can agree with him, too. I mean, I can't say any more than you said, Ralph.
Okay, great. Let's move on here, guys. How about we talk about Clash of the Castle? I thought the matches were good. I was not impressed with the Liv Morgan Baszler match. And as I spoke with, you know, as I mentioned last night with Smoke and Jim on our Talking Wrestling podcast, I thought that Shayna Baszler was actually going to beat the crap out of Liv Morgan. It turns out Liv Morgan ended up winning the match. And again, she saved her butt and won this match against Shayna Baszler on this one. Damage Control, that's the new group with Bayley. They beat Asuka, Alexa Bliss, and Bianca Belair. In fact, Bayley pinned Bianca Belair for the win. This, I thought, was the match of the night, and I think both of you agree with me. Gunther versus Sheamus for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
This wasn't a match, guys. This was a fight. Okay, that was the bottom line right there. And even Gunther came out and said in a press conference that it was a fight. Matt Riddle, I want to let you guys know, too, Theory and Riddle have their first names back, Austin Theory and Matt Riddle. Triple H said no more of this one-name people. You're going to have your name back. So it's Matt Riddle, and he took on Seth Rollins. That was a good match. Problem is, Riddle let his emotions get to him, and Seth Rollins took advantage, the veteran that he is, and he won that match. I thought that the Judgment Day versus Edge and Rey Mysterio, now here's the sad part of this, guys, and we all know this. We knew this was coming. I thought it was coming as well. Edge and Mysterio won the match, but Dominic ended up kicking Edge in the balls. And then he went ahead and clotheslined his father. And now he's with the Judgment Day. We saw that on Monday Night Raw. Last but not least, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. This was another great match. Sad part about it was the Usos' younger brother, Sosa, he interfered. So Roman Reigns, of course, ends up getting the win in the match. And I knew that was coming, too, because I think that Karrion Kross could be the new champion, and they're bringing up Braun Breaker from NXT as soon as he loses his title. That's Rick Steiner's son. So, you know, a lot of things going on in WWE as well, changes in the front office and, you know, and around the whole WWE. Triple H is really cleaning house and doing different things, which is great. Guys, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you go first, Smoking Jim, and then I'll throw 2 cents on this.
All right, I'm a big Ron Breaker fan, but how about bringing up Mandy Rose? That's who I want to see back on WWE. But, the bloodline is just getting stronger and stronger. Even Sami Zayn is starting to look like one of the Samoans. So I tell you what, man, I kind of thought maybe Roman Reigns may have gotten beat this weekend, but they inserted another relative, man, and all is well, man. So,
well, let me just piggyback on what you said. Is I told you this before, guys, that Reigns is not dropping the belt till WrestleMania. I'm dead serious on that. He's going to hold this thing the next 6 months or whatever. I mean, we're going into that. He'll build up some feuds. We kind of figured, you know, is McIntyre going to take it? No, McIntyre's not the guy that's going to take it. I don't think Cross has been there long enough to take it. So the Bloodline now will lose Zayn. Zayn's going to go a face here because he's going to hit a tag team with Owens because you saw the chair shot there. So you're right. Starting to see where that thing is going. I think what you'll see is you'll see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens being tag team champs before you see Reigns dropping a belt. And that's the prediction I'm making. And as far as theory, this guy's character is getting sour by the day. I don't know what's going on with this thing. You know, they make him in. Yeah.
You want to know what was hilarious? It was nice watching Tyson
Fury. Yeah. I saw that, but they don't know what to do with this guy's character. And I'll tell you another one is Miz with that other bearded wonder, Ciampa, or whatever the hell his name is. This guy was good before he came into WWE, and now they make him look like some lackey or something, or some gopher driving a car. I mean, come on, man. They don't need to sell Miz out. Miz can sell himself out, but this whole storyline is bizarre, if you ask me. I don't know what you think about that one.
Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with Mark. And NXT, the guy was a legendary wrestler over there, great wrestler. I loved his character. He was tough. He was getting up there in age, but he was still beating them young guys. He held a belt. And I was kind of surprised at what he muffed into with the WWE.
Yeah, Ciampa, you know, they brought him up. They don't know what to do with him. I hope, and I have this to say, I hope that the people that they're going to bring up, guys from NXT, I hope that they're going to actually do something with these guys and not let them hang out in the wind, okay? Because Vince McMahon, what he was doing was when they were coming up into the main roster, he was letting them hang out in the wind, and then they would get discouraged and leave, or he would release them. And it was just a bad situation. But I hope the Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and the rest of this gang here, and Bruce Prichard and whoever's left there, the janitor or whatever, I hope they all have something in mind to use these guys effectively.
Well, you're right, and Barry from Las Cruces, New Mexico, chiming in. He said, the match I like to see is Gunther's sidekick against Butch. Are those two guys on acid, or is it too much coffee? Well, I will tell you this. For Barry out there in Las Cruces, and thanks for tuning in. He says, guys, great show as usual. Glad you're back on Thursday nights. I missed you last week. But and we were due to the backyard brawl. But I will tell you this, Ralph, as I give it over to you first and then Smoke and Jim, Butch to me is on ass. This guy called it. That guy comes down and he's ready to fight everybody. I think he would fight himself if he looked at himself in the mirror too long.
Yeah, exactly. He's in NXT Europe. Or UK or whatever. He was their champion for a while. He lost a lot of weight because he was a lot bigger than that. But let's talk about Raw, guys. The return of Braun Strowman. You know, it was great to see him back. Now, I have some breaking news, Mark and Smoking Jim. The Rock is going to fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. They just started promoting it today. So
wow. Well, we knew that. Yeah. I mean...
Wow.
You know.
So, Mark,
you knew that was going down. They can't have Hollywood without that thing. That's where the belt's going to be dropped.
Well, my question is The Rock going to stay full-time with the belt, or is he going to do, you know, like he did when he beat Cena, and then he had an injury and he had to give the belt up, or he lost the belt to Cena, and then You know, he only had it for like a week.
Well, I will tell you this. I know you're going to get her on your show. Danielle Orsino has worked with The Rock, has worked with China, Triple H and everything. So those are questions you might want to ask her, because she did a segment with The Rock. So that's going to be interesting to ask her. And I've said this all along, even when the rumors didn't think they were going to have this happen, I kept saying they're building that Rock and Reigns for WrestleMania in Hollywood. And unfortunately, it won't be the night I go. I'm going the Saturday. My buddy said he got some seats for that one, unless I cover it Sunday. But this will be made for Sunday, the getaway day on that one, because they always have that big one on the Sunday. It's a two-day event. I'm not a big fan of the two-day event, but it is what it is. I don't know what you guys' thoughts are on that.
Good smoking, Jim.
Yeah, I'm not big on a two-day event, but I don't think I think that's the way everybody seems to be moving. I don't think that it's going to ever go back to one day. I think they're going to continue. We just gotta adapt to it, because I'm like Mark. I think everything should be one day.
Yeah, I liked it like that too. But they did the 2-day thing because they had to, because of COVID. So what had happened was, you know, they were having this at the Performance Center for the 2 days. And I guess somebody in their infinite wisdom, probably Vince McMahon, thought, well, you know what? I'm making money on this 2-day thing with these commercials and all that stuff. And then they had that virtual audience there. He made a ton of money on that. And, you know, and so by doing that format, he still managed to make money, which makes you a great businessman when you manage to make money that way. Because like ROH, they struggled. They were in one facility with no audience. And then what had happened was, you know, the audiences for them, as small as they were, pays your bills. And they didn't have, you know, the proper, I guess, advertising dollars and whatnot to survive, you know. And so that's why they ended up losing out, and Tony Khan bought them, you know, and Impact did the same thing. You know, they did this, you know, no audience and comes out of one place. And, you know, so now WWE is doing a 2-day event. It worked, and they're going to continue to go with it. It seems to be working out for them. I didn't think they would do it in Los Angeles, though. I thought they would do one day, you know, 6 hours long or whatever it is. And I've been through some WrestleManias that have gone past midnight. So, I mean, you know, and, you know, I guess the split works better. I don't know.
Anything, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I already said my piece on it. Yeah, I agree with you, Mark, and Ralph, that, you know, the one-day event was the way to go. Ralph laid it out, as he always do, because of the financial reasons and how they made money even through the pandemic. So I don't think it'll ever go back to one day.
Plus, you look at it this way. They can make double ticket money, double advertising, okay? You know, why make single when you can make double? So that's what they're doing. I'm sorry to interrupt, guys, but, I mean, you know, that's where I think is why they've continued to do it this way.
No, I think you're right. I really do. You guys broke it down perfect. That's the way I like it, but I still like the one-day thing. I think the one-day was, you know, it was traditional, spread out. You're never going to get – I can't see the Reigns and Rock being on Saturday, because that's always the big one where, you know, even if you have a 1 and a 1A, you always want to send the people home with something. And what better way to send them home from WrestleMania than having that Rock on the second night?
Yeah, I believe that's probably what's going to happen, and we'll see where that goes with that. Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on that match?
Hey Mark and Ralph, isn't The Rock and Roman Reigns, aren't they related?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you see? Yeah, can you see a scenario where maybe it'll divide the bloodline? Maybe, you know, some of the family members will jump in on Rock's side and leave Roman Reigns. That's going to be interesting, really. Wow.
Yeah, Nia Jax came out and said Rock's mother is her grandma. So there's a lot of bloodline here. Tamina Snuka is a cousin, a distant cousin, a Superfly Snuka's daughter. So there's a lot to this family that has, you know, they've all become wrestlers more or less, and you know that when you used to see the Samoans wrestle. Gosh, you could never beat the Samoans, you know?
That's true.
So,
that's true.
You know, and that's but I see what I see the way they're going to put the storyline, guys. Here's what I think they're going to do. I think Rock's going to get frustrated with Roman Reigns because he started this bloodline and brainwashed the Usos, brainwashed everybody to form this bloodline thing. And then, you know, well, I'm king of the camp here, and Rock's going to say, no, I'm the Rock. I'm the king of the camp, and that's how this is going to start. And I'm telling you, I think that's how that's going to work. So
wow.
Yeah, that's my thoughts on that. What's your guys' thoughts on that, Smoke and Jim, Mark?
Well, that
Smoking
sounds,
Jim.
Ralph, the way you lay it out, I can see it happening. I don't see The Rock staying with wrestling full time because I believe he has a football league to run. I'm pretty sure. So
he's got somebody out there to the fire, you know. Mark,
same thing like you. I can't say any better than what you did.
Okay, guys, we still have a few minutes left in the show, more than a few. What's your guys' thoughts on the AEW situation? Do you think the Tony Khan ship is getting ready to sink, or do you think that Tony Khan can fix it? Do you think he's getting overly aggressive with all these wrestlers? I think he's got too many egos, and when you get too many egos in one locker room, you have big problems. Now, not only were the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega were vice presidents. Now, I said this once, I'll say it again. There was a reason why Cody Rhodes left. And Cody Rhodes said that he left because he wanted to pursue better options for himself. He left because Tony Khan stripped everybody of their vice presidency. Jericho was a vice president. Omega, the Young Bucks, they were all executive vice for Cody Rhodes. His wife, Brandy, they were all in some kind of executive there. And Tony Khan all of a sudden started to take things over on his own, thinking he knows everything, and they were just on paper as vice presidents. So what's your guys' thoughts on if Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks leave because they don't like what's going on? Malakai Black wants to leave. Miro, there's a bunch of these guys, they all want to get out. And Malakai Black has already been released from his contract.
Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I think AEW has a plan B in place. Hey, they still got an overabundance of really good wrestlers. I think they're going to take a step back in the market. You can't lose all that quality name brand and not take a step back. They may even take two step backs. But I think that there is a market for the AEW, and I think they'll rebound. It may take a while, but they'll rebound.
What's your thoughts, Mark?
I do, too. That's what I think it will, too, because I think they got big too fast, and I think that's what's going to end up happening.
347-205-9631, number to listen in. I thank everybody for their comments, Smoking Jim, Mark, and, you know, we've still got a few minutes left in the broadcast. What was your thoughts on Raw Monday night? I thought the card was pretty decent. Last night's AEW card had to be reshuffled because of the suspensions and firings and things like that. What was you guys, both you, Mark and Smoking Jim, what was your thoughts on both cards?
Smoking Jim?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Raw, so I always think it's outstanding. Hey, AEW, you can even see all the shifting that was going on, man, on the fly.
from, you know, everything that was happening throughout the day, the week, and whatnot. But they pulled it together. I think from a television standpoint, it rated out very, very well. But nothing could beat Raw, in my opinion. Monday Night Raw is outstanding.
Well, I think it, you know, I like it, but I think it's dragged on too long, and the only time I'll watch it is when it's from Pittsburgh or L.A. I'll keep an eye on it, but I don't know. The storylines are getting too dragged out. It's not compressed like SmackDown is. That's the only problem I got with it.
Well, they're talking about, guys, and I've heard some rumors about this, bumping an hour off of Raw and going back to 2 hours, because I think they don't have enough talent to make different matches for this card. Maybe they can work with it better. It's more compatible with 2 hours. One other thing I want to talk about AEW before we go tonight.
Hey, Ralph, question.
Sure.
And I asked it yesterday, but I want to throw it out there since I'm Mark on and we got a lot of new listeners. What about Gargano? What are they going to do with him?
Johnny Gargano.
I always liked him. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I said this last night. I think he's going to fit in somewhere. I don't know what they're going to do with him. The problem with Johnny Gargano right now, as I mentioned last night, Smoking Jim, Mark, is that he was off for a long period of time because his wife had a baby. And he sort of got canceled out of everything here. You know, when a wrestler does things like that or has to get into that, they fall behind the eight ball. And it seems like Gargano's behind the eight ball right now. And we're going to find out what they do. I think there's going to be a feud between him and Austin Theory, and we'll see how that goes. They used to be partners down in NXT. They even won some belts together. So I think we'll see what goes on with that feud.
What do you mean his wife had a baby? What, he had morning sickness too? Everybody's wife has a baby.
Yeah.
He'll take off now.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what though, Smoking Jim and Mark, Austin Theory exposed that. He was like, well, while you were at home changing diapers, I was out here becoming famous, you know? And I mean, that was pretty funny the way Austin Theory said that. I thought that was pretty hilarious, you know?
Yeah, that is funny.
Oh, my gosh. But I want to tell you, Time Warner, who owns the TBS and TNT networks, if I'm AEW, I would be concerned about this, because if they're not, they're going to get caught off guard with this. And then they're not going to have any network at all. They're talking about cutting out AEW wrestling off their networks. There's been a lot of cutbacks. They laid off a bunch of people, over 200 people within their system. And they may start cutting back on AEW. And if they do, AEW is going to have to go to a streaming service. And what's interesting is you're going to have the WWE is going to still be on Fox, and Raw still, as of right now, going to be on USA Network. Netflix wants to offer them a contract. But if I'm WWE, I wouldn't go to Netflix. I really wouldn't, because they're making enough. Fox is not going to let SmackDown go. I will guarantee that. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, here's what I want to say. The funny thing about this is, and it just seems like, you know, instead of building something and then, you know, marketing it and playing along with it, I think these guys all chase the money. I've always said in life, guys, and you'll agree with this, money comes and goes. Building relationships are priceless, because building relationships give you the opportunity to make more money down the line. And I think these guys are jumping. We talked about Pat McAfee in this 45 minutes almost.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about
the
WWE. We've talked about AEW and all. These people are jumping to make money, and I understand that, but it's not the almighty thing. It's the root of all evil to a certain extent. Smoking Jim, I don't know what your take is on it. We'll give it to Ralph with about 5 minutes left in the show.
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't have said it better, Mark. You always say it, that it's everything in life is about building relationships, and if you do that down the road, the money will come. And I agree with you 100%. Very well said.
I appreciate the kind words, but you speak from the heart, and that's all that matters. You know, I've always said this, Ralph, in life I run with four words: accountability, communication, character, integrity. The world, to a certain extent, can lose those words, but you can't lose those words. And then you mix in loyalty and, honesty. That's the only thing you can do, and it's unfortunate what's going on in today with these companies and everything.
Absolutely. You know, I know this isn't a sports program, but in closing, let's take a look at the joke we call NCAA. Look at how much money they forked out to athletes, to players. Look at, it's all about the almighty dollar, and it's about the almighty dollar so bad with the NCAA right now, it's become a joke, okay? And that is what is going on right now in all aspects of business, and it's going on now in wrestling. It's so bad. Take a look at when TNA and Impact were on Spike. Then they had to move to that Pop channel. Then they had to go to another channel. Finally, they've been on these streaming service channels. They were on Twitch. Now they're on they were on Access TV, and now I heard they're on the Fight TV network. Now I heard. So I mean, you know, they have to keep moving around in order to stay, competitive and stay on. You know what I mean? But they fell out of favor when Spike canceled their contract, and then they went to Pop, and Pop canceled their contract when they had all that turmoil between ownerships with Dixie Carter, and now Anthem owns them. And Anthem, at one point, was getting ready to sell them off, but now Anthem was able to stop the bleeding, and they got them on Fight, which is what's owned by Anthem as well, that Fight TV network. Smoke and Jim knows about that because their boxing authorities is on that network.
Yeah, Smoking Jim, any final thoughts on that?
No, Ralph laid it out greatly. Just wanted to say congratulations to Franco Harris, the third Steeler of all time to get his jersey retired. Congratulations, Franco.
I hope they retire some more, Smoking Jim.
You know what? As we get ready to close this show with 3 minutes left and Captain Jet tuning in, it's the start of the NFL season tonight, Buffalo and the Rams. I know the Steelers are in Cincinnati. You guys are in Pittsburgh. I know it's a wrestling show, but the talk going into that game at Cincinnati before they come home and their home opener against the New England Patriots, what's the feel around the buzz around the city?
Well, the biggest thing is was the typo error that the – that they said that Pickett was the third string quarterback and Mason Rudolph was number two, and you got the whole city all stirred up about it now. And then Mike Tomlin's got this liabilities going on, about these injuries. And now Deontay Johnson said that he was going to try to play. Now he's not playing in the game on Sunday's ruled out. And now a couple of that Ogafor, he's hurt on the offensive line that's already struggling, and they might have to start Jesse Davis or that Trent Scott, who they just brought back from cutting him. He's from Carolina Panthers. He came with Pat Meyer, our offensive line coach. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think Cincinnati's as good as advertised. Their offensive line has always been weak. We're going to find out what our defense can do. We just signed Malik Reed from Denver. I'm interested to see what he's going to do. I hope they don't lie to him like they did Melvin Ingram. I hope everything works out, and I hope Malik Reed stays around for a while and rushes and does what needs to be done. I think it's going to be Steelers 24, Cincinnati 17. That's my guess on the score.
Wow. I kind of agree the same way. I kind of think the hoopla surrounding this team from last year, they'll have the balloons, they'll have the mascot running around, but I think the Steelers take the crowd out and win this game by at least 7. Smoking Jim, what's your take? And then we'll pass around and wrap it up.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get a piece of your parlay that you laid out for us before the show. And today I put a huge, huge bet down on the Cincinnati Bengals at 6.5. They got the most underrated defense. Anytime that defense can stop Mahomes, it can stop Trubisky. So I got Cincinnati winning big.
Well, it's going to be interesting to repeat that parlay I threw out there. I got the Bills to win, give the 2.5. I think this is going to be in double digits. They'll play with them for a quarter or so, and then Buffalo's going to air it out. Hell, I don't need to fly American Airlines to Pittsburgh. Let me just hang on Josh Allen's football. He'll land me in Pittsburgh. And then you come back Sunday, and you go with the Panthers to crush the Browns in Charlotte and finish it out Monday night when Russell Wilson brings the Broncos into Seattle and tell me he ain't going to be sky high to put the Seahawks in their place. Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we wrap this thing close to 500.
One nugget here real quick. Buffalo 7, Rams nothing, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Secondly, the new offensive coordinator for Buffalo is Ken Dorsey, the former Miami quarterback. Ken Dorsey is their offensive coordinator. So he took over for Brian DeBoe. All right, I can be reached at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Wimkin, Twitter, and also my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to that. You can watch my archive versions of all my other shows. And don't forget Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Talking Wrestling with me and Smoke and Jim, our new podcast, live on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitch.
Yeah, can't wait to hear Daniel Arsino on this one, too, bringing back Clayton Truetour. We're back next Wednesday in Tampa, you and I. Got to get Smoke and Jim in there, too. Smoke and Jim, as we wrap it up with you, how can everybody get a hold of you, Mr. Pittsburgh?
Instagram, Smoke and Jim Frazier, Facebook.
Well, there you go, and get it around there. Guys, the new website's up, mark-mancini.com. You can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, across the board on a lot of stuff. So check that out. So we got it up. We're adding more stuff to it, mark-mancini.com. For Ralph Williams and Smoke and Jim Frazier in Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll reconvene next week, same time, same channel. If you're looking at the top of the hour for the Eat Me Cooking contest show, those guys are crazy. They're taking the week off. They'll be back next week. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock, The Duel in the Desert, Cornelius, Brad, Hannah, streaming on StreamYard. Have a great one, guys. And don't forget
Marco,
in Pittsburgh tomorrow morning,
the
Pittsburgh Pirates. With Tarek Brock, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, previewing the Cardinals. Have a blessed one, guys, and thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you. Be safe.